And it is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems, joined now by Chad Lorenz from the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit. Chad, you know, just got up early and nice regular jog run over here to Glen Elder from Beloit. Made good time. Didn't look like you broke a sweat. I'm pretty impressed.
Not too shabby. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad for a Wednesday middle of the week. All right. So what's going on? You're here to talk about some things that are coming up at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Yeah. I just wanted to let everybody kind of know what's going on at the Wellness Center this month. September's always kind of a busy month for the Wellness Center. People are trying to get back into habits, routines. Kids are back in school. So we kind of try to encourage that same thing at the Wellness Center. So we've really expanded our group exercise classes this month to accommodate that. And we also have some few challenges that are going on to encourage going into the classroom and participating in those group exercise classes. One is a back to school, back to the classroom challenge, where you just simply sign up at the front desk and go to as many classes as you want, and every time you go to a class, that's like a chance in the drawing for some chamber bucks is what we're going to give away at the end of the month for that. We also have the Survivor Challenge. I think you're familiar with that one. You mm-hmm. participated yeah. in that in the past.
When I was young and youthful.
So we're bringing that back again starting September 23rd is when that is going to kick off. So sign up for that is by September 20th. And we're going to have cash prizes this time. Yeah. So the more participants we get, the bigger the cash prizes we can give away. So we strongly encourage people, if you have done it in the past or have never tried it, come give it a try. It's $20. And it's just a 6-week challenge. Modifiable to all levels. We can explain it more at the front desk as far as what all the each week there's a separate challenge, and then we might even throw in a little twist there, like each week have like a separate little side challenge.
Can you give us an idea of maybe a few things you might do, or will that kind of
well out? I mean, as far as the base weeks, 1 week, okay, so the first week you're gonna try and get 150 to 225 minutes of cardio.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
In 1 week, that would be like there's different levels. There's mm-hmm. there's the immunity level, which I think is the 225 mm-hmm. minutes, and then there's contender, mm-hmm. which is the 150, and mm-hmm. then anything below that, then tribe is spoken.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So. Right, tribe is spoken. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then each week you're gonna continue that same challenge for those 6 weeks, but then you get another challenge on top of that. So then, like the next week, I should have brought my cheat sheet with me. I believe it is trying to drink 64 ounces of water a day,
which seems easy, but yet isn't easy. You know,
right?
You know,
when especially when we're like drinking our sodas and our coffees.
It's funny that you bring up the water thing, because I just think about the other day. It's like, well, you know, to help on your hunger, you drink more water. Okay, that's true, but then yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom more often.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm getting to the point of my age where, you know, I can't go a full night without getting up and going to the bathroom at least once. And it's like, do I really want to drink a whole bunch more water? I know it's healthier for me, and I think I drink my own share of water, but at the same yeah. time, it's like, well, but now I gotta go to the bathroom more often, but that would help me not gain weight by, even if I don't eat the healthiest, water can help fill you up, from what
sure.
I understand.
And cleans you out, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's like, yeah. gets all that.
Apparently,
soap.
I go to the bathroom every 2 hours, yes, apparently so.
Shoot.
Yeah, but okay, so that will begin. When will that start, the Survivor Challenge?
The Survivor Challenge is going to start on September 23rd.
Okay.
Please sign up by the 20th,
okay.
So that way that gives us time to get everything set up, and we're going to have a little station where you can log all of your mm-hmm. your minutes and each week and things like that, so that way we can keep track of all that and know who's survived over mm-hmm. the past 6 weeks.
So can they sign up? I know you got an app and all that. How can they? Do they have to go to the Wellness Center to sign up, or
yeah,
call
we,
you, or
we
how
encourage
do they,
you
how
to go
work?
To the Wellness Center mm-hmm. Just that way we can actually explain everything
sure.
to you. I mean, the app's convenient, but you. It's not as
right.
as the best way to
as personal to explain it.
Yeah, right. exactly, right. exactly. So we encourage you to come in, and we'll have everything there for you and explain the details, and mm-hmm. you know, if you have questions, then we can answer those then. So
okay,
yeah.
So the Survivor Challenge coming up. What else you got going on?
So we also have the Millapalooza Mile coming up.
That's right. The one where you can just roll down the street. Was that what we established a couple weeks ago?
Right.
No. Well, you could, but I don't know if that'd be wise.
No, definitely not. So yeah, that's another thing that the Wellness Center is helping out with this month. Julie and I have been trying to cross our T's and dot our I's this week and get everything set up for a nice, fun, safe event. Mm-hmm. It is going to start up by the south side of the football field and go all the way down Mill Street. The finish line is going to be in between Main Street and Court Street. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to sign up still. The online sign up is open until Friday. We do have day of registration, but we strongly encourage you to do it before. That helps us in the morning get things going on time. So it is something that we do have a very strict timeline for this, starting at 8 and ending at 8:30. So you do have to.
I got to finish a mile in 30 minutes. That is unreasonable, yes. Chad. That is completely unreasonable. I mean, come on, man. I want to stop. I want to talk to people, knock on every door. No, I don't want to do that.
I mean, we're just trying to keep it that way because we do have the car show coming in. We have people, lots of things going on. So, we're trying to have it blocked off all the way down Mill Street. You know, we're trying to make it as safe as possible. Sure. Obviously, you know, people can go around barricades and stuff like that. So we do encourage you not to wear earbuds, anything like that. So that way you can keep your eyes and ears open and, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
Keep yourself safe, and also try to leave the pets at home.
Okay, sure.
We don't want a bunch of dogs running down the street with not that they could be perfect little angels in your house, but
right. Right.
You get around a bunch of people, and yeah, we just encourage people to leave the pets at home.
So if they start there south of the football field, do they have to walk all the way back to get to their vehicles if they park there?
So,
do you know how that works?
Or? Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work. Right. I mean,
finish maybe, first, and we'll send you. We'll drive
well,
you back.
Yeah,
up there.
We are.
If
not,
you're last, too bad, too sad. You got to walk uphill back to your car. No, I'm just kidding.
We do not have any transportation back and forth for people. So
have
that
a
is,
friend.
Yeah, that's something that they're going to have to figure out on their own. Either park at the
it's
finish line
mile.
And walk up.
It's
and,
only a mile.
Yeah. Or find a friend, call an Uber.
Call a friend.
I don't know. Yeah, call a friend.
50-50 here. Yeah. Now, that'd be fun. That starts at 8 in the morning. Is that right?
Starts at 8.
Bright and early. Good way to kick off your weekend. And then you get that out of the way. You feel like it's a big sense of accomplishment. And then you can just attack the day and have fun and relax the rest of the day because there's something going on all day long then on Millapalooza.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to have some snacks and some awards afterwards. And then pretty much as soon as we're done, the car show people are going to be showing up mm-hmm. and setting up their cars. So, you can stay there all day if you
Absolutely.
Wanted to,
it's,
really.
Yeah. We've talked about all the events going on and on the community calendar as well. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to touch upon before we let you go?
Well, I would like to thank the sponsors our main sponsors, I guess, for the Millapalooza Mile, Ludwig Chiropractic, State Farm, Kevin Hewitt, and MyTri Construction. Really, I'd like to say that this community especially Beloit, Mitchell County, that there's a lot of really supportive, good people in mm-hmm. our community that really try and make things happen.
Sure.
And that's something that, like with Millapalooza and all the events and activities, a lot of it is volunteer and people donating. And like if it weren't for all these people,
sure.
stuff like this wouldn't happen.
Wouldn't have it, yeah.
And so I'd just like to thank everybody that does do stuff like that, like does right. help the community and
absolutely
things like that. So yeah,
Chad Lorenzo, NCK Wellness Center. I guess the community matters, and highly encourage you. I'm a member of the NCK Wellness Center. Highly encourage you to, if you're not a member or you're not happy with your fitness level, or you just have some goals, or you've always wondered and you've driven by there many times. There's so many things. I mean, they got unbelievable amount of weights and facilities and ellipticals and treadmills and and rowing machines, and they got an indoor track there that you can walk around if you're not into lifting weights. You got the racquetball court, basketball court, swimming pool, hot tub. I don't know what I'm leaving out, but you guys got a lot to offer. Of course, you mentioned the classes, and and then you can help people, you know, try to put together, you know, plans to help them, teach them how to use certain machines. I've seen you guys do that many times before. So they're really easy to work with at the Wellness Center there in Beloit. And so if you have some goals, you just feel like I need to work out a little bit more, you don't really have, you can't, yeah, it's too hot outside, it's too cold outside, you know, that's another reason why you should do that inside. But I'll just give you the last word on that. If people are interested in checking out the Wellness Center, all you gotta do is just pop in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Come into the Wellness Center. You can even call us 785-738-3995. We're there to help you with all of your Wellness Center needs. I mean, we're just happy to see anybody that comes in that door.
Absolutely. And challenge you if you want.
Yeah,
Survivor
absolutely.
Challenge.
We like to challenge people. I know there's a lot of people out there that need motivation, competition sometimes. Yeah. And then there's other people that just really want that supportive group that is there to like cheer you on while you're exercising. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have group exercise classes that are very supportive, tight groups, and then we have other group exercise classes that are really challenging, and they're the ones that are there like pushing each other to like go harder, go faster. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't be afraid to come and try a group exercise class and find that group that helps motivate you to stay active and healthy.
Yeah, if you like to swim, you can swim laps.
Absolutely.
You know, it's an unbelievable feature that you guys have there with the pools and the lap line set up to where you can go back and forth. And it's pretty cool. Chad, we appreciate the time as always. NCK Wellness Center. Let's see, the app, you can get that, download that for free, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then you can go online as well. So learn more. NCK Wellness Center in Beloit. Chad Lorenz, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems.